What is going on? Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Longo. This episode, we got something great. We're going to learn how to develop genuine curiosity for other people. And why would you want to do this? Why would you want to be curious about other people? Well, there's probably a billion reasons for this. But the most important that I have noticed is that when you have a genuine curiosity for people, you start to build relationships and you start to do things that you don't really realize. Intangible things that will strengthen your relationships and build up your network of influence and build up your repertoire for other people to trust into you. A genuine curiosity in other people is going to get you very far in life and build relationships without you even realizing. So let's get into it. What do I mean by a genuine curiosity in other people? Why? What is this? I know I start every episode off with some questions and I got to get you thinking. Genuine curiosity, what does this look like? When I go and when I meet someone, when you go and when you meet someone, you go up to them and oftentimes, you know, it's usually like, hey, what's up? And then they're like, oh, nothing. Hey, what's up? And that's it. But do you want to take these interactions to another level? Do you want to build your social skills and understand the dynamic that is at play? You can pick apart social dynamics and you can start to understand how can I do things that will put me better in better positions later on in life. Whether it's you want to meet a girl or you want to get that interview or you want to get that job or you want to get that close that deal. Like these are all things that are essential. Treat humans like they're humans. Treat humans like they're humans. Don't think of people as objects. Understand they're dynamic. They like the things. They want to feel good about themselves. They're dynamic. They want to feel good knowing that they're making a choice to work with you. They want to feel good knowing that you're there for them. Logic and human decisions don't always go hand in hand. And that's something that's really good to understand because it makes your life a lot easier, right? So genuine curiosity, what does this mean? It literally means being interested in the person in front of you. It literally means asking them questions mindfully, listening to them, going into what they're saying and picking apart, asking them further questions, follow-up questions. You're not redirecting the conversation. You're taking the conversation deeper. You're starting to want to know more about the person in front of you. This is so important because it's going to take your relationships to a new level. You're genuinely interested in other people. I've gone my life and I've met people that are genuinely interested in me and I've met people that are genuinely interested in themselves. And it's a completely different game when you're talking to those two types of people. People who are genuinely interested in others, there's so many intangibles that they develop that they have from that. Like, let's just say I go up and I meet somebody and I'm genuinely interested in them. Genuinely. When I say genuinely, I'm not saying ask them questions to ask them questions. I'm saying you actually care. Don't try and fake anything. Develop a curiosity. Actually care about what they have to say. It's not about how they're smart they are, how not so smart they are. Everyone has a piece of information that you can learn from. Every single person has wisdom that you can learn from. Try and find this. That's what I often do. I try and find the wisdom in other people. I listen to what they're saying. I pick apart what they're saying. I ask them deeper questions. If I'm having a conversation, they're telling me about what they like. I'll ask them why they like it. And they can give me one answer at the top of the head. And I'm like, yeah, but like that doesn't seem like that's it. Like, why do you actually like this? And then they start to think deeper. And you get them talking. And you can keep doing this further and further and further. And a lot of people don't realize what this does, but when you take this further and further and further and deeper and deeper and deeper, you get the other person talking about themselves. They start to feel better about themselves. They start to want to talk more. They start to open up. They start to feel good around you. They're feeling all these feelings of positivity when they're with you and when they're around you. And they might not even be aware of this. And then when you're gone, those feelings of positivity are gone. And then they automatically associate those feelings to you because you were genuinely curious in what they had to say. And you were listening to them. A lot of people don't realize that it's not with these conversations, you know, like I do it all the time. I'll just be talking about myself. I'm like, damn, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be talking about myself. I'm with myself all the time. Can I get in someone else's shoes? Can I just listen to somebody else? I don't want to hear about myself anymore. So honestly, like, I'll just ask about them, like, what they're doing and, like, live their life, you know, like, through what they're saying. That's one thing I try and do, is really care for what the other person's saying and be genuinely curious. Genuinely try to understand where they're coming from, what they're talking about, if it's good or not, if I agree with it or not. Just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean what they're saying is wrong or right. It's just the fact that I don't agree with it, and that's all it is. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, my information is different from their information. Understand the other person and yourself. Genuine curiosity is something that if you can cultivate, you will not have to think about how to handle interactions. If you create a habit of being genuinely curious with other people, the world opens up to you. Your relationships, your network of influence, it's just wide open. All the doors have just been flung open. All the doors have been flung open for you. And then you're like, well, which door do I pick? That's a great thing, rather than, oh, damn, every door is closed. Being interested in people, asking other people questions, getting them talking about themselves, getting them to open up about themselves, to feel good, to feel loose. Like, baby, I'm loose. I'm loose talking to you. Like, that's what you want. You want people to feel comfortable. You want people to be positive, have those positive feelings, those positive associations to you. I've noticed that for me, I'm a male and I like women. So for for me, like, when I'm talking to girls, and some girls are a little bit more like, they don't listen to what I'm saying. And then there's other times where there's some girls that are like really listening to what I'm saying and asking me all these questions. It's just a completely different experience. And I just realized it recently, like, it's just a completely different experience when someone is interested in you versus you being interested in someone else. You know, I mean, it might sound lonely as because you're always curious about other people, but it's not. When someone's interested in you and you're talking, you feel amazing. You got the spotlight on you. You're just, everything you say is liquid gold. Like, that's what it feels like. And you want that feeling for other people. Understand the boundaries of the interactions too. That's important. But when you're trying to build relationships with other people, everyone has something that they can give you, whether it's information, whether it's wisdom, whether it's a helping hand, whether it's down the line 10 years later and you need a favor, 5 years later and you need a favor, or hey, like, I talked to you and, you know, you're really good in business, we can go in bits of business together. Or hey, I need help moving some stuff, and hey, like, you I think you would be a great person. And they'd be like, oh yeah, you, this person was amazing. They were like genuinely interested in me, genuinely curious. This, you gotta, like, this is a social dynamic. This is a network of things. Keeping your doors open, opening multiple doors at the same time, as many doors as you can without shutting any doors, is very powerful. I'm not saying every person you meet is going to be giving you plethoras of information and plethoras of great things. If you build a habit, though, every person you meet has the opportunity to do these things. If you build this genuine curiosity as a habit, then you don't have to think about this stuff. You do this stuff automatically. You don't have to worry about social interactions because it's not even something you think about. You don't think about, oh, I'm going to go to this place and I'm going to be with all these people, and how do I, like, do this? How do I navigate this social setting? Like, you, it comes naturally because you're just interested in people. Who doesn't want to talk about themselves? Everyone wants to talk about themselves. So why don't you let them talk about themselves? Why don't you become genuinely curious in them so that they can talk about themselves, so that they can do more? And we do this intuitively. But if you can understand this and start to leverage this and make this a dynamic process, you could take this so much further. This is powerful. Again, these things I teach, these things I try to bring to you, they're very powerful. They can be used for reasons that are not optimal. You know, this is a moral thing. You have to understand morally when to do this. And you have to have your own compass. I can't tell you yet. I'm not always with you. You're not always thinking clearly. So have a compass, you know, like I use this as just a reminder that everyone likes to talk about themselves. Everyone loves to talk about themselves and what they're doing. And they want to feel like they got the spotlight on them and they got liquid gold flowing from their mouths and music into everyone's ears. Like that's kind of what it feels like, though. When someone's genuinely curious, it seems like you can do no wrong when you're talking. And it's just great for the person that is talking. And it's even better for you because you get to listen and you get to hear from them. You get to hear from someone else, someone who's not you. Get out of your own head. Stop. I'm always with myself. Please. I'm always with myself. You know, let someone else talk. That's what I think. I always got to listen to myself up there, up in the top of my head. It's time for someone else to talk and I can listen to them. I can become interested in them. I could try and find little golden nuggets within them. I could try to find little things that I connect with, that I vibrate with, that I resonate with, that they are doing. And I could build relationships almost anybody just from this. Picking and prodding, and it's not like picking and prodding like, oh, that's the negative thing. It's really just like poking at them and asking them questions. And questions that are going to lead them to a path where they're having an enjoyable experience. Can't just be like, blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't want to ask them questions that are going to set them off. You want to ask them questions about them and what they enjoy and what they like to do and what they're doing for fun. And is that fun? Or like, why'd you start that? And stuff like that. Like, being genuinely curious and with people will make you not worry about situations. You can go up to anybody and strike up conversation. You could go up to anyone and you don't even need confidence. You don't think about this as needing confidence because it's not something that desires confidence. It's not something that causes anxiety going up to someone and just talking. Like, it's not something that you're just literally curious in them. You're curious about the other person. You want to know more. Like, that's all it is. That's your feelings of curiosity. And you want to learn from them. All right, so I'll give you a great example of like where genuine curiosity can take you. I was in the gym one day, you know, just in the gym, doing my thing, being big. And someone went up to me and talked to me and said one thing. And they had a friend close by with them. And I was talking to them both, blah, 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 striking conversation and like being curious in them. And then that was it. Like that was the end of the thing. And then a week later, I saw the friend there that was on the side, like a friend of a friend. I started talking to him and this is when it actually happened. Like, I was curious in him. I was like talking like, yo, what do you do? Like, blah, blah, blah. How do you stay in shape like this? All this stuff. And I was being genuinely curious. I was asking him questions. I was like, what are you doing? Are you in school? Like, where are you working? Oh, you don't go to college. Okay. Like, what do you do? And you're like, oh shoot. You got 100,000 people that like watch you. You're famous. And I'm just talking to you right now. Like, and then you get like this opportunity. Now you've already built up a thing. You've already talked to them multiple times. And then you find a golden nugget. This person's got 100,000 subscribers, 100,000 followers on Instagram, like stuff like this. And you're like, oh, okay. Let me scream internally really quick as I'm like talking to somebody who's like famous. And then you continue on, you know, like I would have never imagined that this person was insta famous and had millions of views on YouTube just from talking to them, just from seeing them in the gym. And then here I am talking to them. And I had already talked to them for like 30 minutes before I found this. So we already had a great connection, right? And then I just kept talking to them and a whole host of doors had opened up because before it was coming from a place of genuineness, coming from a place of honesty. There was nothing behind it. And there still is nothing, you know? Like, even after I found out that they were like insta-famous and all this stuff, I didn't go like begging them to do stuff. It just like I completely flipped how I acted. I didn't go like, hey, you want to sponsor you, blah, 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 all this stuff. Like, yeah, it'd be great. It's up to them. Like, it's not up to me. It's their choice. And it's understanding that that's just one example. That was one person. One person. You could go up to anyone, strike up an interesting conversation, become genuinely interested in them, learn about them, and eventually you're going to find someone who's going to open up not just doors, they're going to open up mansion doors, like Golden Gate bridges not bridges, golden gates, golden arches are going to open up. They're going to clear for you when you're genuinely curious in people. Why? You know, why are these doors open? Why do these doors open? Let's think about this. Because you're now able to leverage your position, your relationship with someone who has more power than you do in a certain domain, a certain area. This is very important. And if you've listened this far, you deserve to hear this because this is something that's going to change your life again, right? People have more leverage, have more pull, have more power in different domains depending on who they are. Let's just say you're going out to dinner, right? And your waiter decides not to charge you for a meal. And he says, it's on the house. And he looks you in the eyes and he says, it's on the house. Look at his power that he's giving you right there. He just gave you a free meal. Look at the power that he has because he's a waiter and he's able to take it off of the bill. When you go to a store and you talk to the manager and you work something out where you manage to get something free, look at the power, look at the leverage, look at the influence that you're able to get through one person, through a waiter, through a manager. Understanding that other people have different positions in life, and with those different positions, they have different powers associated to them. They have a lot of pull one place and maybe not a lot of pull in the other. People can leverage their positions to help you out. People can change what they're doing, and they could take what they're doing, their job, based on their jobs, their influence, their people around them, their network, and they could make big changes happen for you. Why? Because they got positive feelings towards you. Because you were genuinely curious in them. You listened to them. You made them feel something and a great thing. You made them feel good about themselves. You put them in the spotlight. And now they want to repay the favor. A little bit of altruism. They want to do something for you. And what they're going to do for you depends on their power. Depends on their leverage. For one person, if you got $1 billion, if someone has $1 billion, how much is $1 million to them? Not that much, you know, it's a lot. But to them, $1 million isn't that much. Let's think about this. How much is $1,000 to someone who's a billionaire? It's like nothing. It's like nothing. It really is like nothing. Here's $1,000. Literally nothing, right? Now, to someone who doesn't have money, how much is $1,000? What are the chances that that person with no money is going to give you $1,000 compared to the chances with that billionaire gives you $1,000? That is leverage. That is positions. That is power granted to people in different positions. Everyone has their own little bit of power that they can grant to you based on their positions. Why would they want to grant it to you? Because you're genuinely curious in them. Cultivate that curiosity. Learn to actually care about the other person in front of you. Learn to make them feel like they're on the spotlight so that you may be on, maybe later on, maybe not. It's not about that reward. It's opening yourself up to these opportunities. Don't expect everyone to give you everything. But if you never do have this genuine curiosity, you're going to get absolutely nothing. Which side of the coin do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the side of the billionaire giving you $1,000? Or do you want to be on the side of the billionaire giving you $100,000? Understand this principle because it's very powerful. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Vital Life Podcast, please click the subscribe button. Click that subscribe button, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go to Instagram, follow the channel. Please buy my pre-workout, baby. Of course, I'm going to tell you my pre-workout's the best pre-workout, but I'll sponsor my own Dan episodes because my pre-workout is the best pre-workout I've ever taken. Clearly, I'm biased, but this is definitely the truth. So, you've enjoyed this episode, let me know. Shoot me a message, luke@thevitallife.com. Share this with somebody. This one's valuable. This one's big. And I want to shout out to Dale Carnegie and his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. for teaching me about this. And then I decided to go out and practice. Because if you don't go out and practice, there's no point in even listening to this. Because it's just going to go in one ear, sit there for like 5 days, and out the other. Practice. Practice, practice, practice. And you know what else you should go do? Go live your vital life, baby. Thank you.